Hello, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
I'm Minyoung.
And this week we are talking about youth services. So we have not two, but three guests with us this time. Welcome Kelly, Yolanda, and Lauren.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. We're very excited. You all bring the party. Every yeah. time something's going on. We love it. Yes.
Very mischievous, isn't it?
Okay. Always.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
All right. So let's get it started with your question.
Yeah. We'll just get kind of an introduction from all of you. So just say your name so people know whose voice is whose and how long you've worked in youth services.
Okay. My name is Lauren. I'm the teen librarian, and I've been here at Scott County for 3 years, since 2020.
COVID.
Yeah.
So my name is Yolanda, and I have been here since 2016, so that puts me at about 8 years.
Nice. I'm Kelly. I have been here for 11 years now, but I've been in children's for the last, I think, is it seven that we went full-time?
Yes.
Six, seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
And she's mainly in charge of?
Tweens.
Tweens. Oh.
Yeah, I do the programming, and I get to start buying the books in January.
Yeah. Wow. It's an exciting time of year.
It is.
Christmas came a little late.
Yeah, well, it's because Mary Lou's retiring, so that's not that exciting. Yeah. But, you know,
yes, we like buying books.
Missing her.
Losing Miss Mary Lou, unfortunately.
Yes.
She's put in 20 long years, and now she's getting to retire.
Well-deserved.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Come back to that.
Yes.
All right, so next question is, can you give us a little bit of an overview of the services available in the youth department, whether it be teen, tweens?
Little kids.
Yeah, just everything.
Baby story time, toddler story time, preschool story time, moving up, we've got
creative kids. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, we have a lot of story time.
Yeah, we, yeah.
Yes. It's great.
And then we branch out into art.
Yeah.
And we do creative kids, which is like right now it's skewing toward the 5-year-olds and up. And then Kelly with tweens. Mm.
I try to do a little bit of everything. Crafternoons, because I love a good pun, if you know anything about me.
Yeah.
So a craft afternoon is a crafternoon.
Yes.
Science.
Science projects.
Other things, like book parties. Like a million things.
Yeah. breakout rooms.
Breakout rooms, yes.
Yeah.
Mercy. Lauren?
A lot. We do, one of the main things with the teen section is the teen advisory board, where teenagers come in and they sign up to be a part of an advisory board that kind of helps the teen section of the library decide where we want to go, what we want to do, you know, what kind of programs we want to offer for the rest of the county. So that's a big one. And then, you know, we do movie nights, like Kelly said, we do different themed parties. We're working on starting like book clubs.
Oh, manga club.
Oh, yes. Manga club.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just if you couldn't tell, they do a little bit of everything, and that is why it all starts to run together, and it's hard to remember it all.
But. And that's just programs. Like, we also, like, things that people don't think about are, like, the star kits that you can check out.
Yes.
And the science kits.
Oh, yeah.
And the art kits, the illustrator kits. Yeah.
Also, the days, like, the special days. We always have something going on in children.
Yep. Yeah.
Displays and special days. There's always something on the table for people to come in and do.
Mm-hmm. Passive crafts or games that they can come in and play. Scavenger hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you know, you know.
I love a good library scavenger hunt.
Yes.
But just curiosity, if you were to say overall, right, would you say roughly on average monthly programs? What would that number be? 50 or more, 60 or more?
Roseanne, our the youth manager, she checked one time, and I don't remember. It was, like, an insane number.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there were, like, 200 programs in 2 months.
Yeah.
Because she was checking the calendar, and she was like, oh, guys.
We do eventually slow down.
We do.
But especially over the summer with summer reading, which is a big program that the youth department,
it's for everybody,
but we really go out for kids.
Right. summer is like our school year.
Yes.
So that's when we get hyped up and ready for madness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Summer reading was when I started working here.
And yeah.
Like the heads up, like very first, probably third or fourth thing someone told me when I got started. They were like, oh, by the way, summer reading's going on.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. Not really sure what they were meaning by that. But then I stepped 2 feet into the youth department and immediately knew what they were talking about.
Yeah. To give you guys a little bit of like a frame of reference, we're already planning for like 3 years from now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, It's a process.
It's a big deal.
Dinosaurs coming soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
With all that being said, is there a program that's like super duper popular, something that you always have an incredible turnout? Does it change from month to month? Like, what do you see a big turnout for?
Story time.
Story time.
I mean, awesome. Story time's just kick it out of the park.
Yeah.
And obviously, when we do parties, we forgot to say that. We do like the...
We've done Peppa.
Yes.
We're doing Bluey.
We're doing a Bluey party.
We're so excited.
Yes. Believe me, y'all.
Magic asparagus.
We get as excited as you guys do to prepare it for you.
Yes.
So, yes. Those, like, just go off the charts.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So, I know how important youth services. I mean, this is where... It starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is
right.
where you become a library user.
Yeah.
So what do you consider to be the most important role as librarians of youth services? What is the most important task?
I think especially like for teens as they start kind of growing and branching out and developing and kind of solidifying their interests, just being there and letting them know that the library is a place for them, even if, you know, they don't come to manga club or to the breakout game. Like, they can come in, and if they need somebody to talk to, we got them. Like, we'll talk to them. If they need help finding a book for school or, you know, a college guide or just need somewhere to come in and have some popcorn, like, we got them.
Because I was going to say my answer would be just being approachable.
Yeah.
I mean, kids knowing that there's this person who can help them or just... you know, be willing to hold space with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I find a lot of my day is that. I love seeing the little kids trot in, but I also get giggles from, like, the older kids. Man, they will ask you anything, and you just got to be ready.
Yeah.
I love it.
And parents, it's okay. Like, have your kids interrupt us. You don't need to be like, I'm so sorry they're bothering you. Like,
no, that's why
I'm sitting at the desk. I'm there to help you all.
Yeah,
and if it just is your kid talking to me, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my
gosh,
yes.
They're having a good interaction at the library. We're both having a great time.
Mm-hmm. Right. We used to have a sign that said, please interrupt us.
Yeah.
We probably need to put that back up.
Probably.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're not the old traditional libraries. Right?
No. Don't shush your kids. It's fine.
Right.
I mean, out in the, like, the adult section, they get a little crotchety. But, like, once you hit that children's area, they're kids.
Freedom, we get it.
So what I tell people is that with a learning library, we understand the screaming's going to happen. Like, if a kid starts, like, jumping on people, we're going to look to
maybe
you
do that.
To get them off of them.
Anything that could cause harm, we're probably going to interject there. But just general zoomies and excitement, we're here for it.
Right.
Well, we already know that you all do anything and everything all the time. It's pretty much nonstop. So, and something that I find really special, and I wouldn't have known, well, maybe I used like a college library forever, so it's a little bit different. But something I find really special is you all truly portray a team. And you all, there's not a second that I've worked here that there wasn't any cohesive environment between you all. And I think that is something that's really special. So I guess maybe if you all could tell me about, like, what's your favorite part of being on that youth services squad?
I mean, the people.
Yes, you nailed it.
When you get a group of people who care about their community and they care about the kids and they care about the type of job that they're doing as much as the youth department do, like,
And each other,
yeah.
That's, like, I feel like I can come in and say truly what's on my mind, and it's going to be bounced around, and we're going to talk about it, and it'll be dealt with. Yeah. Even if we don't agree, we can disagree. I love, love that we can disagree with each other, and we can move forward and come to some kind of positive resolution.
Yeah. And Roseanne is, like, the best boss ever.
Oh, my gosh. She's fantastic.
Even, like, if you're like, hey, I had this idea. She's like,
do it. I'm in.
Okay, what is it? Let's figure it out.
Well, yes.
If it's literally just not a thing that we can do, she's like, okay, but what if we, like, try it this way to make it feasible?
Right.
She'll try anything once.
We are always brainstorming, and it is a continual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
You would almost have to say it's defaulted that you have to be fun. I mean, you're dealing with kids.
I would hope so.
I think it, especially like as libraries in general are moving forward, you know, there's so much competition for a kid's attention to kind of help them grow that love of books, that love of reading, that love of being in the library, you have to make it fun for them when they're little so that they want to come back. Because, you know.
And for me, it's even, like, yeah, we've got books, but, like, it's less about the books and more about the people. So if you had a good time and you don't even look at a book. Good.
That's great.
By us.
We love it. You know. I had a parent earlier today say, you know, thanks for having a fun place for us to come in on a rainy day. And we're just, I'm like, I'm absolutely, we're here for that. So.
Yes.
So, I think you kind of answer this already because it's all running into each other. So if you had to kind of describe in short phrase, what makes youth services so special?
Passion.
Yeah.
I think
passion
everybody
of all the librarians.
I think just kind of having that, the passion of not only do we want to do a good job, but we want to make sure, like I said, that we're doing this for the kids.
Right.
Like,
and for every kid. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what's different about you. Like, I want,
everybody.
We're here for everybody.
Yes.
Yes.
As and all public libraries.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, we try real hard to make sure
to embody that.
Every
kid gets represented here.
Yeah, that our collections, our programming. If you guys have ideas, let us know. We want to know. And there are things that we're going to miss. Not on purpose, but, like, if you bring it to our attention, we're going to do what we can to fix it.
That's part of what I love about the teen advisory board. Jumping back to the older kids is, you know, they can come in and they can tell me, hey, we really want to try this. And I'll be like, cool. This is the day. We'll try it. We'll see what happens. And, you know, sometimes it's great. Sometimes it flops. And then we'll talk about it and see if we want to repeat it or not. And it's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like the real world part of that. I want to brag on your Tab because Tab helps us with all of our parties and all of our other good stuff. So if the kids get in to one of your sessions where they get trained, they then become of real value in just helping to serve, which I think, you know, don't wait till you get those little papers where you need service hours. You can come ahead and, I mean, it's fun. We on purpose try to make it fun for you. We don't want to sit you in a dark corner and, you know, have you doing crazy stuff. We want you to have fun.
Right.
So
to kind of clarify that, our teen advisory board or TAB members, they get kind of the first shot at being our teen volunteers. Not only year round, but especially for summer reading and setting up those big programs or, you know, decorating or
helping us prep for stuff.
Cutting out.
Yes, there is lots of cutting.
lots of cutting. But, you know, we always, we really, really appreciate our teen volunteers, and we try to make sure that they always come in and, like you said, have a fun time and
get,
I'll just say my very first time that I ever met Lauren and Kelly, giant board game night was going on. And I didn't really, like, you know, you picture what that, you know, means in your head, but then you walk in there and you're like, you all made all of this stuff. So, like, there is no limit to what youth department can do. No. I mean, truly, like, all is possible. They're like magicians, honestly. It's
a little like being in with Willy Wonka.
Absolutely.
It's just, you know, you get so many creative people in a room together, and then
It's a mess.
They bounce ideas off of each other.
It's a beautiful mess.
You're building a cardboard castle.
Yes, there you go.
And I've also never seen kids having more fun in my entire life than, like, trying to beat each other at giant Jenga.
Oh, my gosh. They were losing their minds over that. It was great.
It was fantastic.
I just bought giant sushi-themed playing cards.
I love that. Okay,
nice. See what I mean? Like, it's anything and everything all the time. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll try and wrap up just a little bit here. I always like to ask everybody this because I feel like, you know, you can look at everything we have written out for you, but unless you're in that environment all the time, some things do get passed over. So I guess what is something that you wish patrons knew more about youth services or just the youth department in general? It could be about a specific service or program or really just anything that maybe you'd like to give a little bit more attention to.
I'm going to plug the gallery because while it is not specific to children's, I would love to have a youth art show. Ooh. I need for young people to step on up and come on out and see me. I mean,
we'll work on that.
Yeah.
You know, we discussed that that would be a separate podcast.
Yeah.
Soon.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to coming more. Okay. Awesome.
More gallery talk soon.
More, yes. But yes. Also, but little kids. I mean that for little kids all the way up. So,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be really fun.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Because I have one more question.
Oh.
Okay.
Depending on, are you finished with that response?
What do you wish they knew?
I don't know. I mean, I already mentioned the science kits, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. These are awesome. And they're there are so a handful of people that check out, like, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we had our tech guys 3D printed a frog dissection.
Yes.
And then we bought books, right?
To go
and
with
a video
it.
Yeah, to go really with cool. it. And you can just check it out. So, you don't need to dissect a real frog.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it the same? No. But, like, you can, like,
less
pick.
Gross.
It's less gross.
Say,
it doesn't smell like formaldehyde. Yeah. You don't have to worry about, where am I going to get a frog?
You no need to get the oops.
No.
Just come get the plastic.
Yeah. But then, like, it's got all of the, it's got everything there. And they're just, they're so cool. They're up on top of the nonfiction shelves.
Also the body kit, like one of my faves.
Oh my gosh. All of the science kits are so cool. And Kelly does such a great job putting those together.
I have only put together like two or three of them.
She finds the coolest things.
Yes. I love buying books
so
much.
It is
so
much fun.
I just find things and I'm like, hey, Mary Lou, I think we need this. And she's like, where do you find this? And I'm like, I don't know. I just did. I just like went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
It is the greatest.
I fell down a deep dark hole on the internet.
Yeah.
Now we have a frog dissection.
There you go.
That's exactly what happens.
Yes.
Come get those, they just come up to the youth desk and say.
They don't even have to come. I mean, if they don't know where they are, but
they're just on the shelf.
You can just pick it up.
Yeah.
One poor kid the other day picked one up and it fell and the box was so old because a lot of these
are old.
Are really old. We haven't updated them in a while and the box just shattered in the corner and I could hear him freaking out and he was like, oh, what do I do? And his dad was like, just take it to the desk. And he was like, okay. And he brought it up and he was like, I took it down and it fell and it broke and I was like, you're good. That box is probably 15 years old. We will fix this. And he was like, okay, I was kind of worried. And I was like,
no.
I kind of could tell based on your voice, but you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Good.
Things happen.
I think kind of going off of, you know, we can always, like, we're always willing to help find anything.
Yes.
But if there's something, like, if we don't have it or if it's checked out right now, please ask us to put a hold on it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we are always ecstatic to do that.
Especially come to the desk. Don't use the public computer for
that. Come to the desk in that
you
way.
You can, but it's complicated.
Right.
Yeah. That
right.
So, and that, I mean, that is, I guess, kind of to tie it all back to the, please interrupt us.
Yeah.
Like, even if we're, you know, flipping through whatever at the computer, whatever, just.
If we look really engaged, no.
No.
Right.
Yeah, just,
no.
Just interrupt
I'm just
us.
Doing things while nobody
I'm at the
needs.
Desk.
Yeah. I'm not just going to sit there and stare out into space. Like,
yeah.
I'm just I'm just filling the time.
We try not to, like, stare at you guys.
Right. It's creepy. We don't
want to
do that.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Okay. So I have this last question.
Okay. Sure.
As all of us know, libraries are changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And has changed dramatically.
Yes.
I know,
yeah.
In a short period of time, I've been in library. So in youth department,
mm-hmm.
moving forward, what is the biggest challenge that you see in your area?
We need to be out of the building more. Mm-hmm. The big push in library science, yeah, if you will, the technical term,
yes,
is, like I kind of mentioned before, like, forget the books, forget the building.
Yeah.
Like, we are for the whole public
community,
and
yes,
the community, and mm-hmm, so we should be out in the community interacting,
right,
doing more for them. Everything we do in the library is amazing. I love it. We're not saying, like, get rid of it, but, like, we should be
interfacing.
Yeah.
So is this kind of like a, would you say, partnership with outreach, possibly?
Yeah.
I think so. Especially, like, there's so many great things happening for youth in the community,
yeah,
that are, you know, they're not happening at the library. We do a lot of great things,
right,
to try to support as much of the community as we can, but there are places that are already targeted,
doing good yes,
and they're already doing these good things, and, like, if we could jump on that wagon with them and help,
yeah,
them out,
yeah, we could,
then we could make that, yes, even better for,
right,
the entire community.
Right.
So I think we would all really like to be able to just,
yeah,
do more outreach, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It's a good goal to look forward to.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Well,
thank you all so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you all and all,
sure,
the hard work that you do. As we all know, it is vast and,
yes,
ever-changing, and I know more than just us appreciates you. You walk into that youth department, and it is like joy smacks you in the face.
Aww.
So it's really wonderful.
That's
so
what we want.
My,
yeah,
favorite bit is when a kid is screaming because they don't want to leave, and the parents,
yes,
are like, "I'm really sorry," and I'm like,
that.
"No. If
it's,
they don't want to leave, we did something right.
Exactly.
So
right,
you're
exactly
good. This is a compliment."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you all are also wildly entertaining, so I hope to have you. I hope to have you all back to join us again for
anytime,
another episode.
Yeah, sure,
sure,
of course.
Fun, but thank you all for joining us. We appreciate you.
Yay.
Thanks for having us.
We'll see y'all next time.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.